Okay, Chaydus Halvavus. VORCOO4 means the voice. I'm not recording. Okay, Chaydus Halvavus. Chaydus Halvavus, Monday night. Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi. I keep thinking. He says a tremendous thing here on page Kuf Mem Tes. It's very important. I don't want to move away from it. He says, I just had a story. I'll tell you a personal story. I can't tell you who it's about. Not me. Not about me, but it's. I just had a story. A house came. A Shiloh buying a house. A house. An apartment. Came up for one of my children. So, the last few days, something came up. So my children are like, Israeli, you know, you got to buy a house. I rented my whole life, and I'm fine with that. But my kid, I have to buy a house. Anyway, so it came up, and he starts making the cheshbonos, how much mortgage, you know. So it would have been a burden. On the other hand, you know, the Israeli mentality is that rent is money, you're burning money, you're wasting money. And it irks them. They don't like rent is mamish like a mamish like baltashkes. Why do I say by them? Because I don't. Okay. Another schmooze for another day. It's like food. You don't say food's baltashkes. You have to pay money to eat. So you have to pay money to live. What's the difference? Equity, investment. It's all marish. Okay. Anyway. That's my opinion. That's all. I lived my whole life paying rent, and I don't feel any the worse for it. I lived in a much bigger and better house my whole life than I would have if I would have bought. That's for sure. So, for sure. In Muncie, I started off life in a little dollhouse, almost a dollhouse. Then I went to a pretty big house, paid a lot of rent. But I was able to afford it, Baruch Hashem, and I lived in a big house. I couldn't afford it. And then Sirotskin, I mean, when we moved in, we said, how much do they want to sell it? This is like 13 years ago. They wanted, 13 years ago, they wanted $500,000, my apartment on Sirotskin. But I lived there 11 years. Very nice. Big apartment, beautiful apartment on Sirotskin. So I wasted money. I lived on Sirotskin, a beautiful place, for 12 years, 11 years. Anyway, so the house came up. He's Israeli mentality. That's getting by. So he makes a whole cheshbon. And then the Shiloh comes up. Should he jump into it? Should he jump into it? It's not a dream house. It's less than my first dollhouse. It's a house. So the Shiloh was how much it'll take him away from learning. Notice he's learning. And how much, you know, you're going to start, you know, you start with the gemachs, and, you know, it's like a whole culture of paying up gemachs and borrowing money. And so the Shiloh was how much it. So talks to a lot of people with mortgages, how much would he have to pay a month? It became a whole, like everybody gets involved, everybody. It was a very intense few days. So I told him, I don't know anything about money. So I hold what we learned last time in the Chaim Talbavos was very relevant. I told him if he's doing it for a good reason, so I said, what do you mean a good reason? I said, if you're not buying it for investment, if you're buying it for an investment, then I can't promise you anything. What are you, a businessman? So, but if you're buying it for a good reason, then we learned in the Chavis Halvavos on page Kuf Mem Tes, the paragraph that starts with Vim Hoya Bateach Al Hashem, Yiftach Al Hashem Lahatzilo Mehem. So we tell like a big joke. If you have a family and relationships, so what does the Chavis Halvavos say? How does the Baal Bitochon deal with the multitude of relationships that he has? He has a wife, he has children, he has a shul. Everybody is like tugging. Everybody, right? You know, the school's tugging him. His daughter's school's tugging him. His son's school's tugging him. The high school's tugging him. His wife's tugging him. His children are tugging him. The shul's tugging him. Like, everybody, his chavrusa's tugging him. Like, so the Chavrusa says, so what is about, how does the Baal Bitachon cope with the multitude of relationships a person has? This is number three on the list. Right, number three is relationships. He talked about a person with no relationships. How does he cope with the loneliness? Then he goes over to the other side. How do you cope with a multitude of relationships? So he says, I'm going to say the first thing he says last, because that's my point. He says, you have to do your responsibilities to them. Hashem put you in a situation where you have responsibilities. You talk, I have responsibilities to your wife and to your children and to your shul and to your school. You talk, I have these responsibilities. And then he goes on to say very poignant words. He says, make sure you fulfill your responsibilities. Don't be resentful. Don't do them any harm. Meaning, like, you have to sincerely do your best to make them happy. Don't be resentful. Make your wife, it's like he was be saying, make your wife happy. Your children should be happy. Like, you know, fulfill your responsibilities and not grudgingly and not resentfully. Give them good eitzes. Maybe he means marry off your children. Get them shidduchim. Maybe he means you should be trustworthy and reliable. I mean, he uses very, like, every word is like very strong musar and hashkafa. But his first sentence is, and he should be boteach b'Hashem to save him from them. Meaning, and this is what I told one of my kids, that it was like, yeah, you're allowed to have bitachon, that it won't, if you're doing it for a good reason and you're getting involved now in this new parsha of life called mortgages and payments and buying a house, so don't be scared off. That's what I hope. If you're doing it for a good reason and it makes sense, what I'm talking about, you take out a $1 million mortgage, you know, it's just, you don't have to be scared that it'll stare your learning. That's what you have bitachon that it won't. That's all. The Baal Bitachon, and I showed him this, the Baal Bitachon has bitachon that it won't stunt his personal growth. He has bitachon Hashem that he won't latzilo mehem, that's what it means. That he'll be saved from them. It won't ruin his life, that's what it means. How won't it ruin his life? First of all, many people could juggle all of these things. You have the ability to, maybe Hashem will give you, you have bitachon. Hashem, if Hashem put me in this situation where I have a wife and I have small children and I have big children and I have schools and shuls and chavrusas and business partners, right? So I have all these responsibilities, so I can handle it, and I have bitachon that I won't melt down. That's bitachon, that's what he says. In this parak, he goes through different situations in life and tells us the mindset of the Baal Bitachon. The mindset of the Baal Bitachon with someone with a multitude of relationships, he said someone with no relationships. He talks about the two extremes. Someone with a multitude of relationships, make sure you fulfill your responsibilities. Do what's best for them. Don't expect a thank you. Don't do it for Lashem Kavod. Even when you buy your wife a present, it means, don't buy your wife a present because then she's going to like you, or then she's going to do something for you. That's what he was saying. Do it because you want to make her happy. Laso sorcheihem, v'yasiyem eitzatova, v'yadrichem l'mine to'aloseihem, badosu b'olam, do things that are good for them. You're in that situation, you're responsible for their lives now. So do good. Don't do bad and do good. And mean well. And don't be resentful. And don't expect thank you. And don't expect kavod. And don't do it because it makes you in a position of being, of lording over them. Of, you know, l'historer aleihem. Now you're the boss. You're in charge. You're doing it because Hashem told you to do it. You're fulfilling your responsibilities l'fnei Hashem, ela mishmas l'fkudas Hashem. Let's say your wife asks you to do something. See, it sounds very unromantic, but it's really very healthy, and it's true. So, your wife asks you to do something. She asks you to buy her the kind of detergent that she likes to use. No, you know, no other detergent will be good. It has to be this detergent. Come on, guys, it doesn't happen to everybody. She needs this kind of detergent. You don't know what I'm talking about? Man. She needs this kind of detergent. You buy the other one, it's no good. She sends you back to the store. You say, what's the difference? Detergent? No, no. This kind of detergent. Aren't you guys married? Oh, you look at me with a blank face. So you see, the Chabad HaLevavos wants you to go. So you go to the store and they don't have that detergent. You go to Yesh. They don't have it. So you want to, okay, I got to go to Bar Kol now and see if they have it. Or to Shef HaShuk. Or to, I don't know, the Dil Vazol. Best Market, whatever that place is called. So if you're doing it grudgingly or resentfully, or you're doing it because you want her thank you, so you're going to be resentful. You're going to be upset that you have to go to one store and another store, and you're going to like build up an anger. But if you're doing it because Hashem said, I have to make my wife happy. So you don't get angry. It's like you go to one store, they don't have the tefillin. So you go to the next store, you buy tefillin. You don't get angry at anybody. You keep searching till you find the store that has the tefillin that you want. So that's what he's saying. Mishmas lefkudas Hashem. And the same with everything. Not just the wife, with children, with your business partner, with every relationship you're in. You have to do your responsibilities as Ratzon Hashem, Eved Hashem, not because you want kavod, not because you want thanks. He says, Kimi shepoel bavordovor mimash ezkarnu tchila beis milui. If you do it for kavod and for thank you, you're not going to get thank you. You're not going to get the kavod. You'll just be resentful and angry because, he doesn't say why, it sounds like he's saying a segula, but the truth is, if you talk to any psychiatrist or therapist, because they pick up the vibes. They pick up the vibes that the only reason you're doing it is because you want something from them. So you don't get it. V'yis'achzev, you end up being mu'chzav. V'yafsitz, and then you don't. Then you just get into a fight with your partner or whatever, and you lose everything. V'yim nishtadol b'kach l'avodos Hashem b'levad, but if you do it for the sake of avodos Hashem, I'm at the end of the paragraph now, then Hashem will, you'll have siyata d'shmaya, you'll be successful, they'll end up saying thank you, they'll end up being, giving you kavod. If you give, I don't know, you know, it's like I have a sticker in my house, a Purim, but it's not, that's what Chayil Avos is saying. You're not supposed to be good to your kids so that they'll be good to you when you get old. And you mean, what is that sticker sign? I have like a bumper sticker. Be nice to your kids, they're going to choose your nursing home. So, if you do it for that reason, you're going to be mitachzev. You do good for your kids because that's your responsibility now. And if you do, you'll have siyata d'shmaya, the yashgir aloshonom todoso. Hashem will already push them into giving you the thanks you deserve and in appreciating you. The yigdal ma'amodo belibom. You will be a role model for them. Allah is saying tremendous things here. He's saying you'll become a role model. If you do it with a sense of purpose and with a sense of responsibility and with a sense of doing your the Ratzon Hashem, and this is what Hashem wants me to do, you'll become a role model for all of these relationships you're in, and you'll end up getting everything you want. The Yusag Lo Shefa Gmul Olam Abba. I'm going back to the first phrase. You'll have no time left for yourself. What's going to be with you? So he says, yeah, that's where the bitachon comes in. Because the whole thing wasn't Hilchus bitachon. The whole thing was Hilchus, I don't know, Avodas Hashem. It belongs more in Shara Avodas Elokim than in Shara bitachon. His point is, when you have bitachon, the application of bitachon in these relationships is that it won't ruin your life. So that's what I told him. I said, if you're doing it for a good reason, and you have a mahalach, how it's going to work, a mahalach is like moving to Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a mahalach. You don't have to know how you're going to... You have a mahalach, you know, you have a basic mahalach, how it's going to work. So then you can have your talk on that it's going to work out, and you won't ruin your own life by doing it. That's what I told him. You know, the end of the story is that he chickened out.